Updated 12 p.m. February 2. Environment Canada has issued a new snowfall warning for Howe Sound. Between 10 to 20 centimeters of snow is expected now through Monday morning. Accumulations will vary widely across the region. The highest amounts will likely occur over higher terrain, but other areas may see locally intense flurries, giving reduced visibility and heavy snow accumulation. Precipitation will taper off to wet flurries or showers this afternoon, the warning says. Another round of heavy snow is on its way tonight into Monday morning. Visibility may be suddenly reduced at times in heavy snow. Surfaces such as highways, roads, walkways, and parking lots may become difficult to navigate due to accumulating snow, continues the warning. Prepare for quickly changing and deteriorating travel conditions. The provincial government put out a release at noon Sunday, advising people to stay home if their vehicle is not prepared for winter travel. Sunday morning's traffic tie-up on Highway 1 through North Vancouver was the result of drivers attempting to travel without winter tires or chains, the release states. The Ministry of Transportation and Transit's maintenance contractor did 30 passes of the corridor throughout the morning to stay on top of winter conditions until hindered by spun-out vehicles. Tow trucks have since cleared the vehicles that were blocking traffic, and maintenance contractors have resumed their work. Additional tow trucks remain on standby. Drivers can expect delays. Original story. We are definitely living in a snow globe now, Squamish. In Dentville, near downtown Squamish, the snow is falling. As of 9:30 a.m., about 2 centimeters have fallen. An Environment Canada special weather statement remains in effect for our region today. Expect snowfall and blowing snow, with Arctic outflow conditions from now into next week. We can expect 5 to 10 centimeters to fall today. A wintry mix of weather conditions is expected to impact the south coast of BC over the next several days, reads the statement. Today, February 2, we will reach a high of 0 C. With the wind chill, it feels like minus 6 C this morning. Overnight, it will dip to minus 2 C. With the wind chill, it will feel like minus 7 C. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says, the key message heading into the Alpine next week is to bundle up as there is a risk of frostbite, with Alpine temperatures expected to drop below minus 20 to minus 25 Tuesday to Friday. Sunrise on Feb. 2 was at 7:44 a.m. Sunset today will be at 5:10 p.m. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 millimeters, 5/32, reads the For Road Safety at Work site. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Issues to note on the highway. Miller-Capilano Highway Services warns drivers on X. As winter conditions continue for #BCHWY99 along the #CetoSky for the weekend, please remember to be prepared before heading out. The local company also warns drivers to slow down before shaded areas of the highway and on bridges and overpasses as these sections freeze sooner than others. Locals warn travelers to be sure snow is cleared from your vehicle before heading out onto the highway. Drive BC notes that throughout the Lower Mainland, Sea to Sky, and in many other parts of BC, drivers will face winter driving conditions on the roads today. Be sure to drive to the road conditions. Give snow clearing operators room to work. On Highway 99, in both directions, it is winter driving conditions between Guilford Street and Exit 3. Horseshoe Bay Junction for 6.1 kilometers, Vancouver to West Vancouver. The road is slushy with slippery sections. On Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and the end of Highway 99 for 121.0 kilometers, Lillooet. There's compact snow. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 21.52%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Nelson, which saw a high of 6.5 C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 4.4 C. The coldest spot in BC on February 1st was Fort St. John, which dipped to minus 30 C. Goodness. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.6 C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6 C, the minimum temperature is 5.4 C, and the maximum is 8.3 C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Problems include storm slabs. What does a considerable rating mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential. Reads the Avalanche Canada site. The advice for today from avalog.co is: storm slabs sit over a weak layer and are easily triggered by riders. Stick to simple, low-angle terrain and avoid overhead hazard. Keep your guard up as storm slabs may remain sensitive to human triggering. Use conservative route selection. Choose simple, low-angle terrain with no overhead hazard. Closely monitor how the new snow is bonding to the old surface. Sea-to-sky gondola. The sea-to-sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Tubing is back. With recent snowy conditions, the tube park is open. How to find it? Next to the Wonderland Lake Loop, the park is about a 2-minute walk from the Summit Lodge. The Tube Park offers sliding fun for all ages. The Tube Park viewing platform is a great place to watch all of the action if you are not tubing. Cost: $5, which includes unlimited access within Tube Park hours. Slide down and walk up. Last rental: 3 p.m. Our Tube Park is open 7 days a week once conditions permit. Tube Park tickets can be purchased at guest services or at the Summit Gift Shop, reads the gondola site. Current conditions at the gondola: projected daytime high at Summit, minus 2 c new snow in last 24 hours, 7 cm now base at the Summit Lodge, 77 cm winds, calm, visibility, no wind. Snowing, Howe Sound Fjord and mountain summits not currently visible. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple of upcoming events that stood out to us. Today, there's Pokemon Trade and Play at Arrowwood Games, located at 38157 2 Avenue, from 3 to 5 p.m. Join the weekly Pokemon Trade and Play at Arrowwood Games. Bring your cards to trade or battle. Ages 6 plus can be dropped off. Drop-ins welcome, reads the listing. Feb. 5, if you are into wood, check out Twig, Wood First Wednesday at the Men's Shed, at 38201 3rd Avenue. From 6 to 8 p.m., come by the Men's Shed and learn about their organization. They will be bringing out various planes for people to use and check out. Snacks will be available, reads the listing. Also February 5th, save the date for Nerd Night February, at the Brackendale Art Gallery, at 41950 Government Road, from 7 to 10 p.m. Here's the lineup for this night of learning. Snoring with Chella Bear. Snoring is common, but it is not normal. Why do so many people snore and why is it so unhealthy? Dating for the Birds with Thor Veen. Come along for a journey exploring the intricacies of finding the best mate as a female collared flycatcher, a small bird living in the Swedish woodlands. From pursuing the male with the biggest white patch on his forehead to cheating on your partner and avoiding mating with a male of a closely related species. Or maybe not when you are late in the season and you can sneak off to visit the next door neighbor. Life ain't simple for a bird. Trauma-informed practices with Sarah Leanhart. Learn a little bit more about what exactly trauma is, how it manifests, and how you can be trauma-informed in your everyday interactions. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. No parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on West Side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side, 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side, Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices. In Squamish today, the cheapest regular gas is going for 174.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. Gas in Whistler is 173.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 173.9 per liter at the Husky, located at 1441 Vine Road. The cheapest gas in North Vancouver is 181.9 per liter at the Petro-Canada, at 1245 Lonsdale Avenue, according to GasBuddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Williams Lake, where you can fill up for 155.9 per litre at Petro Canada, at 750 Oliver Street.